If you live long enough, as they say, you'll die. But along the way to the inevitable, you may experience that glancing blow called the near-death experience. I've had more than my share. I've been in a car wreck when a friend swerved to miss a possum and our little VW flipped over and over, leaving me on the side of the road with a broken sternum and listening to Chuck Berry singing Sweet Little 16 from the 8-track tape deck. Off the Canary Islands, I once got caught in a severe riptide with no one around and struggled to a tiny rock to recoup before swimming as hard as I could back to shore. I've been in a severe electrical storm on Wheeler Peak in Nevada at 13,000 feet. I got swept off a paddle boat and under the raft in freezing Crystal Rapid on the Colorado River. I've been threatened with an ice axe by Moroccan Berbers demanding money, charged by a territorial male hippopotamus in the Okavango Delta, and spared from three startled African buffaloes. Recently, I survived another attack of sorts. This one came in the form of a shower in a fairly nice hotel by the airport in northern Tanzania. As I adjusted the hot and cold taps and stepped into the wet shower, 220 volts went through my right hand. I could not pull my hand back off the tap. The next thing I remember was lying on the floor, alive and exceedingly angry. Each time I've said hello to my mortality, I was left with a series of thoughts. This time it was, thank goodness this didn't happen to one of my clients. And then, will I ever take another shower in Africa? And finally, what a stupid way to die, electrocuted in the shower. But eventually the thoughts that matter arrive. Live life fully. Don't put off what you really want to do or what you want to say to someone. Life is precious and dangles by the slimmest of threads. Don't waste it. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.